She's HR for us. Hello. Hi,
hello.
This is Dina. Yeah, hi, this is Dina from Family First Home Care.
Yes.
Yes, am I speaking with Dennis?
No, this is Jody, but Dennis is here.
Oh, okay. Did you speak with Kaya earlier this morning? Or was that Dennis?
You were talking to Dennis this morning.
Okay.
Dennis and you.
Me, yeah. And Dennis.
You and Dennis. Okay, great. I just wanted to follow up. As per the last conversation, we did agree to raise the amount to $15 per hour if you both sign up to join our company, all right? So I will have the onboarding requirements sent over to you. And I know that you tried signing up earlier, so I'll see if we did receive anything from you previously. It'll be saved. And then we'll reach out to the service coordinator to get the authorization going, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you have the service coordinator's contact information?
No.
No, okay. So we'll reach out to Keystone and we'll let them know. They will be reaching out to Dennis to confirm with him. So if he gets that call, he'll know what it's for.
Yes. Comfort Keepers, it's going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
yes.
If you were offering me more money, you know.
Absolutely, yes. Okay. All right, so I'll have the requirements sent over, and then I'll give you updates along the way, you know, once we receive the authorization and once we get a hold of the service coordinator. Okay?
Does she know when I can start?
I've yet to be done.
So I'll have to speak with her. It's up to the insurance when you can start, but I can also request a date. When do you want to start?
What dates do you have available?
So you can start any day as long as you have your requirements in. So when do you think you'll be able to complete them by?
How are you getting it? By mail?
Are you going to mail them to me?
No, we do them online.
Oh, boy. How old?
Unless you want another option, we can work with that.
Oh, we can never find online. Know it.
You guys don't feel comfortable using the internet to fill out the requirements?
She don't know how to.
She doesn't know how to. Where do you, let me check where you live. Do you live in Philadelphia?
No, I live in Myersville.
Okay.
Myersville, PA 17594,
17954.
Okay, got it. So would you rather us mail you the requirements or the forms to fill out?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but we will need just a picture sent over to us of the IDs. Do you think you'll be able to figure out how to do that? It can be done through text.
Yeah, we can do that, right?
I gotta do on a text. I gotta do take a picture.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you have to do.
I just send it.
Yeah,
okay. Back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll work.
That's right. Okay, great. So I'll have Monica from the HR team reach out to you with a list of what you need. And does a week sound okay with you to complete everything and start?
Yes. Next week would be fine to start. It would be better for a fresh week instead of,
right.
You know, in the middle
yeah,
of the
it makes
week.
It easier. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. So I'll put in the request for Monday, and I'll let you know if they go forward with that.
I just have. Do you have anybody coming out and talking to him at all?
So the home care agency doesn't have that. That's usually with the service coordinator. That's with the insurance. They have that, and they would only come out. They only come out to do assessments to figure out how many hours he's approved for. But if he already has his hours approved, they won't come down again.
Yeah, because like I said, I can only, like, work.
You've been approved before, babe.
Yeah, like 25 hours.
You've been approved before.
All right. But I don't think it was with this company, though. It was with a different company.
But
we don't choose the hour amount. The insurance, AmeriHealth, chooses the hour amount. So any agency that you switch to, it'll be the same amount of hours approved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's 25 hours, I believe.
Yes.
Let me see here. Okay. All right. So we'll be in touch. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Yep.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.